Summers are usually busy for Clarence Mayer and his sister Adeline. Clarence is 9 and Adeline is 6. They live in Anchorage during the school year, but their parents are from Dillingham, so that's where the family spends the summer.
Usually going out fishing with their parents.
I've been picking flowers and we've been getting slushies and ice cream.
The summer is different because of COVID, because we can't go to the playgrounds mostly.
Another difference was culture camp. The camps are usually half-day programs for groups of kids. They include activities like making dance fans and yurak, Yupik dancing and singing.
The volunteers and the leaders love culture camp. We love interacting with the kids. We love sharing the knowledge and hearing the stories. And then COVID happened.
Deanna Byer coordinates Bristol Bay's culture camps for 4-H.
We had a meeting with the leaders and volunteers, and we were trying to figure out how we were going to make this happen with, all the mandates from the different agencies, from the communities.
Instead of having kids attend camp, they decided to do something different, sending activities to the kids. Volunteers and organizers put together kits each week. Parents in Dillingham pick up materials for 4 to 8 different projects. They include things like markers, scissors, glue, and instructions. The kids complete the activities under adult supervision. The changes also opened up unexpected possibilities. In a normal year, Byer says she can only organize camps in 2 or 3 communities. She says this new model extends the camp's reach.
Since we started putting these kits together, we've made contact with several different villages in the region who are interested in receiving these kits. And so we are sending them out into the region for kids to stay connected with their communities and their culture and still have the opportunity to be involved.
Around 40 kids in Dillingham signed up for the 2 distance sessions, which ran for 3 weeks in June and 3 weeks in July. So far, more than 40 kids from 3 other villages have expressed interest in participating. The Village Culture Camp program will be ongoing this year.
It's a rainbow wrap. Blue, pink, green.
Here are Adeline and Clarence again, talking about one of the activities, a rock painting project.
Pink and yellow. And all around it is just blue.
What about your rock?
Mine is with the sunshine and beach and grass, and then when you flip it over, it's the ocean with sand, just sand.
Whoa!
Wait, can I see? Flip it over.
Whoa. See, there's the grass.
I think my favorite activity was doing the mask. It says my name on it, and we got to decorate it with this, puffy pink and stuff.
That's Whitney Brown. She and her twin sister, Avery, are 8. They had to finish up the school year at home, and they couldn't see their friends. Some things this summer haven't changed.
We're going to go fishing with my dad tomorrow, and we're going to see if we can catch a few fish.
While kids like Avery and Whitney might not be taking group trips outside during culture camp, the kits still tie in summer activities like fishing. Whitney says one of the kits includes a worksheet where they learn about salmon.
They have a life cycle, and the fish, they go to a river and lay their eggs, and then once the eggs hatch, they swim out in the open, and then they come back to lay their eggs.
Of course, this summer is different for them as well. Whitney says the kits aren't the same as gathering with a group of friends.
It feels a little different because you're not all around these kids, and you're not really playing games and doing the Yupik dances and stuff.
What about you, Avery? How do you feel about it?
I feel kind of happy not going to school, but I still got to do a little work, and I've been focused on keeping my room clean a lot and going outside, doing a lot of things outside.
Still, keeping busy doesn't replace friends.
We got our own fishing poles, and we were taught how to cast, reel it in, but we still miss our friends, though.
In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.